At the Altea Global and Dairy Conference in Deauville, France, I am visiting with Robert Walker. And first of all, Robert, what do you do for Altea?
I'm responsible for the crop science division.
We are just concluding what we call a discussion dinner, which is a hallmark, I think, of these Altec symposiums, the global conferences, where we have different topics that people get together and we can discuss amongst ourselves, different countries. What was the topic of your discussion tonight?
So the whole discussion was around this premise that we're driving crop yields, but maybe we've forgotten about the quality of those yields. It was quite interesting that some of the audience were talking about the fact that for them, digestibility is king. But very few were really thinking about maybe the protein per acre and maybe the energy per acre that they could be producing. And then going one step further, we could also be looking at the mycotoxins or other quality parameters that one can actually control in the field, both through products but also through very good management. And then if you combine yield, nutritional value, and quality, you put all of those together, you can actually start measuring pounds of milk per acre, and in the end, efficiency. And efficiency is what's going to drive profitability, and more efficient you are, the more sustainable you are. So, and that's what drives the green agenda. Mm-hmm. So if you are efficient and profitable, you almost by default are going, doing your job sustainably. And that's what we're discussing.
Do you think that we still have so many farmers, not in any particular country that I would name, but that are focused more on the whole yield standpoint?
Well, tonight's discussion was kind of interesting because we had Russians in the room, and in Russia, of course, the farms are really big. You're talking hundreds of thousands of acres per farm. So what those guys are doing is they're producing their own crops, which then go through to the their own dairy cows or beef animals. So in other words, their focus on quality is a little bit higher than maybe a grower out in the Midwest who's just producing bushels and has less drive to push for that quality. Having said that, I would say in the USA, it's one of the only countries in the world where you sell alfalfa on a quality standard. So your relative feeding value or your feeding quality parameter is very, very important on the alfalfa side, and that's quite unique to the USA. And I believe that all crops should ultimately be traded in that way.
What is Altec doing in this area of crop quality that's going to enhance the kinds of forages that your customers can produce?
So we have a number of interesting technologies that we're looking at, but I think it all starts from the soil. Mm-hmm. Good soil is what's going to give you your good yield. On the soil side, an interesting stat that you may have heard is that we've only ever identified 1% of all of the microbes in the soil. So there's another 99% out there that is influencing the crop in a major way, and we're only just starting to understand that. So if we can tap into that, we can actually vastly improve crop yields and vastly improve the quality of the crops that we grow. Not only that, we do have products that improve the metabolism of the plant, improve photosynthesis and other vital functions, and in so doing, increase a plant's ability to produce and produce quality. There's also a lot of new technologies out there, and we're also involved very greatly with crops that help the product defend itself. So a healthier crop, healthier plant is going to be able to defend itself from diseases like fusarium. Less fusarium, less mycotoxins. So these things are all very linked. And it's not. It is about taking a holistic, integrated approach to agriculture, and that's what we're promoting.
I think, from a long-time agricultural journalist, it's fascinating to see how Altec, which most people kind of associate with animal nutrition products, of course, feed, and that could include the forage that they might be consuming would be included, that you are expanding out into some of these areas to, as you're talking about, make improvements in the feed that we provide for them, not just from the things we might add to it, but from the basic bio feedstock out there.
Yeah. So I think the economics of animal husbandry have changed quite a lot over the last 10 years. So as a company, Alltech Crop Science was always involved with improving yields and quality of things like potatoes, melons, tomatoes. That's where our core was. However, over the last 10 years, the price of our raw materials has increased a lot. I know corn has come down in price, but it's still a lot higher than it was 10 years ago. So that change in economics means that the farmers now need to reevaluate the way in which they grow corn. And that's what's allowed us to start working in this field a lot more. It's now worthwhile a farmer investing in new technologies, whereas before, kind of debatable, very difficult to get a return on investment for a farmer. Now, with corn at maybe $3-$4 a bushel, yeah, the farmer can actually think about investing, and when it spikes as it did up to, let's say, sevens and eights, well, absolutely, the farmer should be looking at every technology they can to improve that crop. So we are leaders in the animal field, but this is a neat way of us tying the animal and our unique technologies that we have for plants together. So it ties us all the way. It finishes the chain from the seed through the feed onto the plate and then even into the future, looking at sustainability type issues. So it bridges the gap, and that's very exciting.
From a discussion dinner standpoint, and I've been to many, it seemed like we had, I know that it was not quiet. We had some shushing going on, as I think Pierce Lyons would say. But you were stimulating some very interesting thoughts through these different countries that were all sitting here together, talking about how they're going to achieve improvements, I guess you would say, in this particular area,
yes,
which all goes to the bottom line.
Absolutely, and that's the key. So, I mean, in the audience there, we had people from America, from Canada, Denmark, we had even Norway, I think we had the Russians, the Ukrainians.
Came here together, I heard.
Absolutely, they came here together, and in fact the Russians came over and made a peace offering to the Ukrainians, and it's all very good-natured. But very different agricultural systems, yeah. But the important part is that you can get these people together and discuss the different systems, yeah, and just see those differences. So, for example, the Russians tend to use a lot less chemical, lot less fertilizer input, whereas they've had, maybe because of availability, whereas the USA farmers had a big availability of fertilizer, so he uses it. Why not? So there's been a very big difference in philosophy when it comes to how to keep the soil nourishing or healthy. So a lot of the nourishment from the Russian farmers, they believe, comes from inoculation, breaking down that manure quick enough as they put it out onto the land, composting. Those are very important aspects. Whereas, let's say in the USA, Europe, we rely a lot more heavily on fertilizer and balancing that nutritional level with let's say non-natural inputs. So maybe we've come a full circle, and we could learn something from them, and vice versa. It's interesting when you start sharing.
Well, kudos to Alltech. I've been attending some of these for going on a decade now, and I think that's one of the not only is Alltech proven its viability as a company and grown, but it has really stimulated a lot of thought in this area. So Robert Walker here with Alltech from the United States, but we are in Deauville, France, and we are at the Global Dairy and Beef Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.